Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm Deborah, but some of my grandkids call me Nana Deb, so you can too. Hopefully you are all ready for bed. Snuggle up and let's read some stories before sleep. Today, I have a special surprise for you. A guest that's going to read a story. I hope you'll have fun listening to it.
Hello, my name is Cindy Reapy. I have 4 grandchildren, 3 boys and 1 girl. Arthur's Computer Disaster by Mark Brown. Mom, can I use your computer to play Deep Dark Sea? Asked Arthur. What's Deep Dark Sea? Asked D.W. Only the greatest game in the universe, said Arthur. Can I, Mom, please? What's the game about? Asked D.W. A haunted, sunken ship, said Arthur, with skeletons, ghosts, and sharks. Sounds spooky, said D.W. Mom, please, begged Arthur. Oh, all right, said Mom, but finish your dinner first. Arthur finished his dinner in a jiffy. Once Arthur started playing Deep Dark Sea, he couldn't stop. Time for bed, said Dad. But Dad, I almost found the thing, said Arthur. When I find the thing, I can win stuff. You can find the thing tomorrow, said Dad. It's bedtime. I'm ready for bed, said D.W. sweetly. The next morning, Buster came over to play Deep Dark Sea. Sorry, boys, said Mom. It's tax season. I need my computer all day. Just then, the phone rang. It was for Mom. I have to run to the office, she said, and don't touch my computer. After Mom left, Arthur and Buster stared at the computer. I know what you're thinking, said D.W. But I'm so close to finding the thing, said Arthur. You could probably find it before your mom gets home, said Buster. I'm telling Dad, warned D.W. I'll give you my desserts for a whole week, said Arthur. And play dollhouse with me whenever I say so? Asked D.W. Yes, grumbled Arthur. And call me your Royal Highness? Asked D.W. Don't push it, said Arthur. Arthur loaded the game. Look out for the squid squad, yelled Buster. I'm running out of oxygen, said Arthur. Look, said Buster, a treasure chest. That's it, screamed Arthur. That's the thing. I found it. Let me open it, shouted Buster. I found it, argued Arthur. They both dove for the mouse. The keyboard crashed to the floor. Uh-oh, said Arthur. You're in big trouble, said D.W. Just then, the phone rang. Everyone jumped. It was Mom. I won't be home until tonight, she said. Everything all right? Fine. Just great, said Arthur. You know, Mom can tell when you're lying, whispered D.W. Maybe we can fix it before she gets home, said Arthur. Arthur looked through the computer manual. There's nothing in here about deep, dark sea accidents, he said. Are you sure you have the right manual? Asked D.W. The brain can fix anything, said Buster. Let's ask him. Alan's not home, said the brain's mom. They checked the library. They checked the museum. Just when they were about to give up, they found him.
Are you doing a science experiment? Asked Buster.
No, I'm skipping stones, said the brain. It's fun.
Everyone went back to Arthur's house. The brain examined the computer.
Said the brain. He shook his head.
That bad? Asked Arthur.
It must be, said the brain. I can't find the problem.
Well, thanks for trying, said Arthur.
Now you're in really, really big trouble, said D.W.
If the brain can't fix it, who can? Said Buster.
I have an idea, said Arthur.
Arthur explained his problem to the computer expert. Then the computer expert explained how much a house call and hourly fees would cost.
That's more birthday money than I'll ever see in my whole life, said Arthur.
I'm doomed.
We're all doomed, said D.W., because now Mommy will lose her job, and we won't be able to keep our house, and we'll all have to live in the cold on the street, and we'll all get ammonia and probably die. And it's all your fault, Arthur.
That evening, Arthur hardly touched his dinner.
Hi, I'm home, called Mom.
Mom, how about a game of cards, asked Arthur, and a family bike ride?
Don't have time, sweetie, said Mom. I have tons of work.
Mom headed for the computer.
Arthur felt sick. Arthur ran after Mom. D.W. ran after Arthur. Buster ran home.
Just as Mom's fingers were about to hit the on button, Arthur yelled, "Stop!"
I was playing Deep Dark Sea, and the screen went blank. I'm sorry. I wrecked it. It's all my fault.
That happens to me all the time, said Mom.
Did you jiggle the switch?
Mom jiggled the switch, and the game came on. Why didn't you call me? Asked Mom.
Always call me with your problems.
I thought you'd be mad, said Arthur.
I'm not mad, said Mom.
I'm disappointed.
Am I going to get punished? Asked Arthur.
Of course, said Mom. You did something you weren't supposed to do.
Make the punishment really good, said D.W.
No computer games for a week, said Mom. Now, get ready for bed. I'll be up to say goodnight in a few minutes.
Arthur and D.W. did as they were told. Then they waited for what seemed like a very long time.
Mom, called Arthur.
Time to tuck us in.
In a minute, said Mom. The sharks are attacking.
Maybe we should tuck ourselves in tonight, said D.W.
Good idea, said Arthur.
I'll be right up, called Mom. As soon as I blast these skeletons from the treasure chest.
Good night, Mom, called D.W.
Good night, Mom, called Arthur.
Pete the Cat and His Magic Sunglasses by Kimberly and James Dean.
Pete the Cat did not feel happy. Pete had never, ever, ever, ever been grumpy before. Pete had the blue cat blues.
Then, as if things were not bad enough, along came Grumpy Toad. Grumpy Toad was never happy. He always wore a frown. But Grumpy Toad was not grumpy today. He said, "These cool blue
Magic sunglasses make the blues go away. They help you see things in a whole new way. Pete put on the cool blue magic sunglasses. He looked all around. Right on! The birds are singing. The sky is bright. The sun is shining. I'm feeling all right. Pete thanked Grumpy Toad for the cool blue magic sunglasses. He went on his way, and soon he saw Squirrel. Squirrel did not look happy. Pete said, "What's wrong, Squirrel?" "I'm so mad. Nothing is going my way. I only found one acorn today." Pete said, "Try these cool blue magic sunglasses. They help you see things in a whole new way." Squirrel put on the cool blue magic sunglasses and looked all around. Awesome! The birds are singing. The sky is bright. The sun is shining. I'm feeling all right. Pete said goodbye to Squirrel and continued on his way. Soon he saw his friend Turtle. Turtle did not look happy. "What's wrong, Turtle?" Pete asked. "I'm so frustrated. Nothing is going my way. I am all upside down today." Pete said, "Try these cool blue magic sunglasses. They help you see things in a whole new way." Turtle put on the cool blue magic sunglasses and looked all around. Far out! The birds are singing. The sky is bright. The sun is shining. I'm feeling all right. Pete kept rolling along until he saw Alligator. Alligator did not look happy. "What's wrong, Alligator?" Pete asked. "I'm so sad. Nothing is going my way. No one wants to play with me today." Pete said, "Try these cool blue magic sunglasses. They help you see things in a whole new way." Alligator put on the cool blue magic sunglasses and looked all around. Rockin'! The birds are singing. The sky is bright. The sun is shining. I'm feeling all right. Pete was rolling along and feeling all right when suddenly he fell back. The cool blue magic sunglasses went crack. Uh-oh. Pete didn't know what to do without those sunglasses. Just then, Pete looked up at the tree. Wise old owl said, "Pete, you don't need magic sunglasses to see things in a new way. Just remember to look for the good in every day." Pete looked around without his sunglasses. Too cool! The birds are singing. The sky is bright. The sun is shining. We're feeling all right. Arthur's New Puppy by Mark Brown. Arthur loved his new puppy, and Pal loved Arthur. "He's a very active puppy," said Arthur. "He's a very naughty puppy, said D.W., as they watched Pal dig a hole in the backyard. Don't worry, said Arthur. I'll have him trained in no time. Here's your new home, said Arthur. You'll have the whole garage to yourself. But Pal did not like the garage. As soon as Arthur put him down, Pal ran and hid. He feels lonesome, said Arthur. Can he stay in the house? Please, please, please. Oh, all right, said Mother, but only for a day or two. Arthur made a cozy spot for Pal in the kitchen. I thought you might need a few newspapers, said D.W. Arthur held Pal carefully, the way his puppy book showed. Look, he's so excited, said Arthur. Look at your pants, said D.W. They're all wet. You have excitement all over them. It's okay, said Arthur. He's just a baby. Well, I think baby dogs should wear diapers, said D.W. Later, Pal ate his dinner in a flash. Uh-oh, said D.W. He has that look in his eyes again. Quick, said Arthur, his leash. But when Pal saw his leash, he ran and hid. I don't think he likes his leash, said D.W. Help me find him, said Arthur. I guess he didn't have to go after all, said D.W. I was wrong. No, you were right, said Arthur, as he picked up the tablecloth and saw a huge puddle underneath the table. He just went. Later that night, when everyone was asleep, Pal yipped and howled until he woke up the entire family. Go to sleep, said Arthur. Pal wanted to play. Don't forget to close his gate, called Mother. Good night, said Father. Good luck, said D.W. Arthur made himself a little bed in the kitchen pantry next to Pal. The next morning, Arthur was still in the kitchen. Wake up, sleepyhead, said D.W., and be careful where you step. Oh, no, said Arthur. I forgot to close Pal's gate. Here's your pooper scooper, said Mother. You think this is bad, said Father. Wait until you see the living room. As Arthur went in to check the living room, he saw the curtains were pulled down from the windows. A seat cushion had been pulled from one of the chairs and chewed open. There was stuffing everywhere. And D.W.'s doll lay on the floor, chewed. Pal looked very proud of himself. My new drapes, cried Mother. My doll, screamed D.W. Bad dog, said Arthur. Pal is moving to the garage, ordered Mother. Here's the key to the garage, said Father. I'll help you move his things after dinner. Father put the key on the hall table. Arthur packed up Pal's things and went to get the garage key, but it was gone. The whole family searched for the key. Pal watched. It has to be here somewhere, said Mother. But the key was nowhere to be found.
It looks like you can stay in the house one more night, Arthur said.
I heard Mom and Dad whispering, said D.W., and Pal's in big trouble. They said he better be trained soon or else.
Shh, said Arthur. You'll hurt his feelings.
That night, Arthur remembered to close Pal's gate. At school, Arthur told Francine and Buster about training Pal.
I'm going to teach him to do all kinds of things, said Arthur.
I used to have a puppy too, said Buster, but he was too much trouble. My parents sent him to a farm.
My cousin had a problem puppy, said Francine.
No one could train him.
One day, he just disappeared while she was at school.
After school, Arthur hurried home.
Oh, no, said Arthur. What happened? As he took a look around the kitchen, it was a disaster. The kitchen table chair was knocked over. There were cans and bottles from the pantry strewn about the kitchen. There was a half-eaten apple. The tablecloth had been pulled off the table. And the dog training book was open with pages chewed.
I thought I'd take him for a walk, said D.W., but when he saw the leash, he went wild.
You better get this cleaned up before Mom sees it.
Where is Mom? Asked Arthur.
In the backyard, said D.W., looking for the garage key.
Have you seen my dog training book? Asked Arthur.
What's left of it is over there, said D.W.
That night, Arthur gave Pal an extra training lesson.
I'll help you train this beast, said D.W. Let me get my whip.
No, said Arthur. Dogs respond better to love.
Watch, said Arthur. He's getting better.
Sit, said Arthur.
And Pal laid down.
Lie down, said Arthur.
And Pal sat up.
Stay, ordered Arthur.
And Pal jumped up onto D.W.
I know something he'll understand, said D.W. Time for your walk, Pal.
And Pal ran away.
He just needs a little more work, that's all, said Arthur. But Pal needed a lot more work. Arthur set up a training school in the backyard. On Monday, they worked on sit. On Tuesday, they worked on down. Wednesday was stay day. By Thursday, Pal was doing tricks.
Good dog, Pal, said Arthur.
Arthur decided to put on a puppy show for his family.
When they see how well you're trained, they'll never send you away, said Arthur.
Arthur got up early Saturday morning to give Pal a bath. After breakfast, Arthur's family took their seats.
Welcome to Arthur's puppy show, said Arthur.
He held his breath.
What you are about to see will amaze and astound you.
If Pal amazes us any more, our whole house will be destroyed, said D.W. Arthur clapped his hands.
Come, he said,
and Pal came.
Sit, said Arthur.
and pal set.
Down, said Arthur. Down went pal. Pal even did a trick.
Good dog,
said Arthur.
He is a good dog, said Mother.
You mean he won't have to live on a farm? Asked Arthur.
Of course not, said Father. Not even in the garage. No one noticed Pal run behind the rose bushes.
When Pal returned, he sat up and wagged his tail.
Look, he has something in his mouth, said D.W.
It's the key to the garage, said Arthur.
Good boy, Pal, said Father.
Amazing, said Mother. That night, Arthur gave Pal a special dinner.
Time for your walk, Pal, said Arthur. I'll get your leash.
But Arthur couldn't find it anywhere.
It was on the hook a minute ago, said Arthur.
I know. I left it there.
I'll help you look, said D.W.
Mother and Dad helped, too.
It has to be here somewhere, said Arthur.
No one noticed Pal run behind the rose bushes with his leash in his mouth.
This is Cindy, and I'll be signing off for now. Thank you for listening to the stories I've read. I hope you've had as much fun listening as I did reading.
Thank you so much for coming and reading with us today. We had a good time with you. Thank you for listening to our bedtime stories. Sweet dreams.